sing this song for Confirmation Sunday. It's a reflection on the words from the prophet Joshua. The Lord has saved him and delivered him and his people. And Joshua is not saying the basis of our salvation is that we choose God. No, God has chosen and redeemed us. But on that special day, God said, now that you know my love and salvation, you have a very important decision to make. Will you, for the rest of your life, follow me as I have chosen you first? And today, we've heard these fine young ladies say, what our parents have said yes for us on the day of our baptism, today, we choose to respond to God who's already chosen us and say, yes, I'll follow him the rest of my life. That wasn't the sermon, by the way. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message today is, as our children's sermon alluded to, Beautiful Feet. Based on the book of Romans chapter 10, listen to these precious verses. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, but how shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without one who proclaims the message? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim the good news of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. I invite you to open up your service folder. You'll find on the front cover, I believe, the outline for our message, Beautiful Feet. Beautiful Feet. Nikki and Shannon. I'm going to come down where you're sitting and check out your feet. Yes, I am. Are they cute feet? Are they big feet? Are they stinky feet? Let's see. Here, take off. Yeah, I'm checking out your feet. Let's see yours. I'm embarrassing you today. Okay, now that I checked them out. Thank you, ladies. Well, now that I've embarrassed you on this day of your confirmation and made you blush, why did I do such a thing? In our sermon text from Romans chapter 10, St. Paul is quoting from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 7, where the prophet says, how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim good news. Beautiful feet. When you think of feet, you don't often think of beauty. Feet can be knobby in various places. Toes are different shapes and different sizes. We're going to save that for the end of the sermon, so we'll just get back to the top. I notice people are wondering, what does that have to do with the sermon? Nothing yet. The surprise is coming. So he said, feet aren't usually beautiful. They're knobby, corns and bunions, different shapes and different sizes of toes. Heels can have cracked and dry skin. People can walk flat-footed or pigeon-toed, and yes, some feet, if we're honest, do stink. No, feet are often not considered beautiful. And sadly, our feet often take us to places we shouldn't go. Nikki and Shannon, it's time for a confirmation quiz. I didn't warn you it was coming, but here it is. What's the first commandment? No other gods. Right. But sometimes our feet take us to places where we break the first commandment by putting created earthly things in place of God and more important than Him, like worshiping false gods like money and possessions and status and other people. Okay? What's the second commandment? That's the first commandment. The second commandment? This is pressure in front of all these people. Don't take God's name in vain. But sometimes our feet take us to places where we're with others who are abusing God's name and we keep our silence. The third commandment has something to do with today. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. But sometimes our feet take us to places where we break the third commandment on God's day by going to places like sports games, stores, or parties, or even under the covers of our own bed, where we avoid God and neglect the hearing of His Word. Fourth commandment, your parents' favorite one. Honor your father and the mother. But sometimes our feet take us to places where we break the fourth commandment by disregarding, dishonoring, and disrespecting our parents or others in authorities over us, like teachers and policemen and, yes, even pastors. Well, we could go on through the rest of the commandments, but you get the idea. Dear friends, our feet are like our hands and our tongues and our minds and our hearts. They're part of our sinful nature. They take us to places of sin and rebellion against God. And because of that, we deserve God's anger and His punishment when our feet take us to these places of sin and rebellion. But our sermon text from today, from Romans 10, says this: how beautiful are the feet. Beautiful feet? How can that be possible? Today, our cracked, dirty, dry feet can only be beautiful today when they get something called a pedicure. All women know about a pedicure. I love it when my wife gets the lovely, wonderful treatment of a pedicure. It makes her feel so pretty and so good. And when she feels good and pretty, then I get extra smooches. But a pedicure is a very special treatment in which feet are bathed and washed and rubbed. They're made smooth and silky. The toenails are painted. They're given the works. It's like getting a brand new pair of feet. The old beat-up feet are replaced with new ones, fresh and new. It's kind of like God's gift of forgiveness. He makes us, through His gift of forgiveness, brand new. Beat-up, cracked, ugly sinners, and He transforms us into His beloved and beautiful children. Now, I've learned firsthand that pedicures are not cheap. But the gift of God's forgiveness, make no mistake about it, cost God a great deal. It cost Him the death of His only precious Son. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son." God gave Jesus unto death on the cross for you. Nikki, God gave Jesus unto death on the cross for you, Shannon. God gave Jesus to death on the cross for all of us. On the cross, He paid for our sins. He paid for our rebellious feet that led us away from God. He paid for our rebellious feet that walked not the way of God, but the way of our sinful world and the way of believers all around us. But Jesus' feet walked to the cross because He loved us more than we can ever imagine. And so this morning, we're going to take a brief look at the feet of Jesus. Imagine Jesus' feet. Picture Him with His mother Mary, holding her baby boy upon her lap, tickling the little baby toes of Jesus, playing "This little piggy went to market" with Jesus' little toes. And Jesus' feet grew. Imagine Him as a teenager, running and playing games with other children, walking the dusty roads of Jerusalem till His feet found Him at the temple when He was 12 years old, like His confirmation Sunday, to discuss the Scriptures with the learned teachers of God's Word. And then think of Jesus' feet as a young adult, standing in the sawdust and wood shavings of the carpenter shop of His earthly father, Joseph, And then think of Jesus' feet as He began His public ministry, taking the love and forgiveness and healing of God from village to village, from mountaintop to seashore, even walking on the water of the Sea of Galilee with those precious feet to show us He not only was He true man, but also true God and Savior of all mankind. Now, picture Jesus' feet on the night before He was crucified. Picture His feet in the upper room of with His disciples as His feet took them to a position of servanthood as He walked to wash the dirty, smelly feet of His disciples. And now, consider Jesus' feet the next day, the day after that Passover Thursday, the day we call Good Friday. If you were to see Jesus' feet on that day, you would have seen them pierced and bloodied as nails were driven through His feet for you and for me. The prophet Isaiah tells us that Jesus' feet were pierced for our sins, for our transgressions. Nikki and Shannon and everybody else here, our Lord Jesus endured great pain and suffering in order to bring forgiveness to the sins of your feet and your hands and your mouths and your hearts. When St. Luke records the appearance of Jesus after His Easter resurrection, we hear Jesus say to His disciples, "Look, see my hands and my feet." And later, when a disciple named Thomas came who wasn't there on the day of the resurrection, Jesus said to him, "Thomas, put your hands into the wounds of my hands and the wounds of my feet." Jesus' pierced and loving feet make our feet beautiful because we are His forgiven sons and daughters. As we heard in these young women's testimonies of faith, we are given a job to be those who bear the good news wherever our lives take us, from as far northwest as Richmond to as far southeast as Florida. This is exactly what St. Paul meant when he said in Romans chapter 10, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring, who proclaim, who deliver good news of Jesus." Nikki and Shannon, everybody else here today, I want you to, for a moment, consider your feet. Now, no, don't take off your shoes and socks. But consider your feet. Think about where and to whom your feet could take you to bring the good news of our dear Lord Jesus. Maybe there's a friend or a coworker you know who's going through a very rough time right now. Your beautiful feet could take the both of you to lunch or to coffee, where you might gently share the comfort and love of the Savior. Maybe you have an unbelieving friend who's asking you questions about the meaning of life. Your beautiful feet can take you to her to share with her the news of a Savior who forgives sins, gives hope, gives purpose to life, and assures us this life is not the end. There's a life of eternity waiting. Maybe there's a lonely person you know in your life. Maybe that lonely person is a family member or a friend or a neighbor who feels cut off from others and wonders, in this fast-paced world, is there anybody who gives a darn? Is there anybody who really cares? Your beautiful feet can take you to Him, to walk with Him to this church building where you can be surrounded by the love of a Savior and of a church family who really cares. How beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim good news, says Isaiah and St. Paul. And let me end this sermon by telling you a story about a person who has the most beautiful feet I know. This person is my personal hero. His name is Carl. Most people call him Pastor Carl because he is a Lutheran pastor in the state of California. He's been my friend for over 35 years, and he has the most beautiful feet I know. Well, he was born crippled with cerebral palsy. He can only walk with two crutches attached to his forearms. His legs and his arms are horribly twisted. His feet are bruised and calloused and beat up because he has to drag them wherever he tries to walk. But let me tell you, his feet are beautiful. Why? Because he is the most loving, patient, funny, good news sharing person I've ever known. His entire life reflects the love of Jesus. People from all walks of life are attracted to him. People who have hated God their whole life are attracted to Carl because his beautiful feet take to them the love and compassion of a Savior. When we were students in seminary, well before you were ever on this earth, we traveled together one weekend to speak at a church some hundreds of miles away. We were there to lead a weekend retreat and preach the Sunday sermon. Well, Carl was embarrassed because of the shape that his shoes were in. They were all scuffed and torn up because he had to drag them as he walked. And this was his and my first time really speaking in front of a large congregation. We were nervous. We wanted to make the best impression. We wanted to look our best, but what could we do? It was a Friday night. The stores were closed. Besides, the special orthopedic shoes he needed were terribly expensive. And we couldn't afford them. Carl just bought a cheap pair of shoes every month, a new pair of shoes, until they wore out. Well, let me tell you, God is loving. And God has a wonderful sense of humor. That night we arrived to stay at a young couple's home, some very nice people. We had never met them before. They didn't know us. They knew nothing about Carl or about me. And somehow the conversation got around to Carl's shoes. And then the husband and wife began to laugh. I mean, really laugh. And I wondered, what's so funny? But then they told us, this man owned a special business. What was the business he just happened to own? A factory that handmade special orthopedic shoes. They made just the kind of shoes that Carl needed, but could never afford. They made a special shoe that fit his crooked feet and had a metal toe plate in the front that would last a long time and wouldn't wear out. And that night, Carl got two pair of those expensive orthopedic shoes. And when Sunday morning came and it was time for me to preach, the Bible passage that I had chosen weeks before this event was, guess what? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. God had arranged all these things in His compassionate love and sense of humor and brought them all together for a very special sermon and object lesson that Sunday morning that brought tears and joy to the congregation. And Carl was beaming for joy as he was sitting in the front admiring his new shoes. And when I went down into the middle of the pew and pointed out Carl's beautiful gospel feet, it was a moment when the Spirit of God fell heavily upon that congregation. When I see the eternal difference that Carl has made in countless people's lives, I know that he is the kind of Christian man and pastor I want to be. He's my hero. When I see Carl, I see Jesus. What beautiful gospel feet. Nikki and Shannon. Young women today, no longer children. On this day of your confirmation, I pray that you will always have beautiful gospel feet, bringing the love of Jesus wherever you live, wherever life takes you. My friends, this is the calling God has for all of us as His children. Nikki and Shannon, never forget your confirmation sermon I shared with you today. just to help you not forget, included in the present I've given you is a copy of the sermon as well. But whenever you now, from this day on, put on socks and shoes, whenever you paint your toenails, whenever you go for a walk or a run, please remember how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim good news. In the name of Jesus, amen. We now worship our Lord with his offerings.